Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Aloha, everybody.
Hey. And basically, hey, what we have here is we have Barbara the Queen, and we have Dale Shear here, Judge Judy. So, how are you doing today?
I don't know why he calls me. Never mind. How am I doing today? Well, I don't know about you, Barb, but the smoke from all corners of the universe is hitting here, and I can barely breathe. I mean, I'm having a really hard time breathing.
Oh, I did not know. Is that the wind bringing it to you?
Yeah, to this California, Lake Tahoe. Everybody that's going to Lake Tahoe is going to be getting hit with smoke. It's going to be insane. It will be insane. I'm staying away. I went swimming they have indoor swimming here, so I went to swim center for almost 2 hours and swam. Because
it's good for the
humidity. You know, so it's all kinds of stuff, doing exercises and that. How was your trip to Washington?
Yes. Oh, that was very nice, very relaxing. With the family, and we boat, we water ski, and we do inner tubing, and we have a lot of fun, and it was really nice. Thank you for asking.
I hate you. You can get out and do all that, and I can't get out. I was going to ask you
about you with my mom. My mom, because they wanted to go to Hawaii again, and I said, oh, my goodness, don't you know you have to be in quarantine? I heard this all from Dale. And she said, yes, that's why we're putting it off for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't looked at the news today, but it's pretty bad. They have been quarantined for 2 weeks if you get there, and it's very strict. If you're flying in, it's ridiculous. And they keep very good tabs on you to make sure you don't break the quarantine. They have shipped more people home on planes. I don't know why people want to go. Nothing's open. Waikiki is like you can put a bowling ball down the area. And North Shore, Polynesian Cultural Center and Turtle Bay is closed. I mean, you know, it's like you can't go on the beach. You can go in the water and surf, though, and do stuff in the water, but you can't lay out on the beach, which behooves me. I don't understand that. And it's just, I've been trying to go back since after I came back in March from Hawaii, and I have been trying to go back.
I know
since.
You have. You know, isn't that funny that you cannot lay on the beach? But they seem a little behind us, because that was the rule we had in Huntington Beach, that you could do any kind of sport, water sports, but you can't lay there. But see, laying there seems like the most safe thing to do away from everybody, just laying down.
Yeah, but I checked on that, and what it is basically is if they tell people you can go to the beach, 50,000 people show up, and they showed it on TV, you know, and they're all in the water, and they're all at the beach, and they're 2 inches apart, and that's the situation. Even in Hawaii, that might be the situation as well. It's rough. I mean, you know, I talk to my friends and, you know, people are basically depressed, and they're depressed all over. I mean, you know, this is one Labor Day weekend here in Tahoe. I've never seen it, this bad, where there are thousands of people coming from the Bay Area because, there's 95 degree weather on up, which is rare. Can you imagine being at 7,000 feet or 6,000 feet and having no oxygen whatsoever? Because that's what happens. It gets real hot, and then it expands, and then so you have no oxygen, so you pass out. They've been telling my friends nobody can go to the hospital because, you know, it's not unless you have COVID, you know, so it's weird. I don't know. It's
a lot.
Sad.
A lot is going on.
a lot everywhere. And then, Johnny, can you give out your number? Give out the number, please.
Of course. Of course. The number is 516-531-9874. And I'll repeat it, 516-531-9874.
Yeah, what will happen, Barb, if because it's a holiday, and I'm watching, you know, TV as I speak with you, I just have the sound off. There's thousands of people on the road trying to make it in different places and get there. If
right.
we don't get many calls, what I can do, Barb, if you don't mind, is do a little, you ask a question, and I'll just do a little tarot reading on you on the phone, if you don't mind.
Oh, I would love that. Okay. Sounds good. And
well,
by
yeah,
the
that's
way, everybody. Hey, yes. Oh, you got, yes, it is Johnny. It is. Good idea, Dale. But I wanted to tell everybody, since you brought up tarot, that we finally have set a date for your tarot class on our Roku channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness, Learn. Yes, the 10th. So we're very excited to do that. So everybody, you have to go get your Rider-Waite card.
Oh, no.
What?
No. Wait, I'm confused. I thought on the 10th, I'm just going to do a reading on Johnny, and he doesn't need cards, or are we doing something different? I'm confused.
I think that we're going to be doing reading on me, but I think Barbara's going to be there as well.
Yes.
I want Barbara.
Oh,
there.
We're
so I
can, not going
if we
to
have...
do the class? Oh, I thought
no,
we were
no,
doing
no.
the class
what?
For everybody. Okay. Oh.
No, no, I'm not,
I'm
not ready yet.
Okay.
I mean...
Okay.
Barb, I can do a reading probably on both of you, you know, if we have enough time, you know, on that day, Thursday, which will be next Thursday at 5 o'clock. And Johnny doesn't need the cards. You don't need the cards because I'm not going to teach the class on that day. But if you want to do the class the following week, it's fine or something. Or close to.
We'll go over some
We will figure we'll that out.
Days.
We will figure Let's just figure
we'll
that out, and we'll let you guys know about that. So
okay.
we're excited.
So,
okay, I'm excited
have
for the special
caller.
Reading.
Oh,
okay, go ahead. We have a caller.
But not
oh, good.
We
usually have tons of them. Hi, caller. You are on live with Psychic Dale Shear. How are you today?
Hi. Good evening. How y'all doing tonight?
We all doing
great.
Fine. How are you? Where are you from and what's your name?
Claire Connor from Cleveland, Ohio. My name is Devin.
Stedman?
Desmond.
Hello?
Yes. M-O-N. Desmond.
Oh, Desmond. Beautiful name. This is, you're our first male caller in a long time.
Yeah.
Usually we get a lot of women, so... It's exciting to have you on. I appreciate it. Thank you for calling in, okay? What do you need to know, Desmond? But let me. Do you want me to pick up on you first?
You can. I still have a question, but yeah, you can if you want.
Oh, sure, but you can. Oh, don't worry, we're not going to cut you. Go with your question first, okay?
You go ahead and pick up on
it. Well, in the future, we're looking at future. I pick up legalities. There's some legal issues that you may have to face. And if it's not you, it could be somebody very close to you that you're going to have to work with legal or police or law or something of that sort. There's also a change of home. You're going to be, I don't know, changing homes or going places. And I also see more money in connection with either a job or a new job. So did I cover what you want to know, or what do you want to know?
That's not exact, but that's good. That's good to hear. I like that. My question was, what do you see as far as a lady at work starting to become friends? We kind of meet both empaths. I don't know if it's meant to be long term.
Give me her first name. Robin. Okay. That's pretty. And are you actually physically going to work right now?
Yes.
Okay. There's a lot of flirtation going on there. Flirtation. And I feel that you have a very good chance with her. Can you ask her out to lunch? Or for a cup? Well, lunch. It's finding a plane that's open. Cup coffee, something. Can you do that?
Yeah. We had some plan, but something came up on our end.
Well, here's something nice you might want to do. And I'm all into this. Pick an area, you know, that has grass or, I don't know, where do you live again?
Cleveland,
where do
Ohio.
You live? Okay.
Cleveland.
I've been to Ohio many times when I was a kid, and it's absolutely stunningly beautiful. But you can pick some place in the Parker Woods away from people, make a nice little picnic lunch for her, you know, with a flower and, you know, and talk with her and, you know. I feel you have an excellent chance with her, and it's going to go far. It's just that you don't be so shy. Do something about it.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, she told me her situation. She does have a little baggage. You know, she was honest, so.
Don't we all? don't we? Come on. Everybody has baggage. So what's the baggage with her?
You said, what is it?
Yeah, is there police or law from the past or what?
No, it's just that she stays the front of her baby, but they're not physical or nothing like that. It's just a living situation. So.
Oh, okay. She stays with who now? Who is it, Kai? Who?
The father of her children.
Oh, okay, the father of her children. A lot of people are doing that because of the situation is nobody can afford rent and there are no rents to rent. Don't penalize her for that, and it's not a situation that you should be worried about. Because I feel like she likes you a lot and just go with it.
Okay.
Okay? She could be the one, dude. She could be the one, so don't give up. Hang in there.
All right. We'll
okay, Desmond? Okay.
All right. Thank you
Aloha
for the
reading. All right. Okay. Wow. So that's good. She found out she is into him. Sometimes you wonder if they cancel, you know, if something comes up, you kind of wonder, well, is she into me or what's going on? So that is so great. That is why I love you.
What?
That is why I love you, because you put people's minds at rest, and that is so important, and that is special, you know, and that's what you can offer, and that's a big, very huge gift.
Thank you. I wish I could do it with me.
Do it? Like, can you do it for yourself?
Absolutely not. I can't find anything for myself. Richard left his hard drive here for his computer when he went to New Mexico to visit his son. And I have looked everywhere. I can't find it. It's driving me crazy. I don't sleep at night. And so because that's an important thing. And he wants it, and I can't find it. And it's just like, I can find anything for anybody. But when it comes to me, I'm sorry. I just can't do it.
Maybe
so
it's
doing
between the couch cushions. Maybe he sat on the couch. I mean, those things can be small.
No, this was... Yeah, I know what you're saying. But that's not a bad idea to look. It doesn't hurt to look. It could be in between things. Oh, good. It could be in between. Actually, it was in his bedroom when he left, so... It could be in the mattress or something. I'll take a look.
Well, you know
I'm not really anything.
When I left something lost, I try to use logic. Like, for example, okay, logic tells you there's no way on earth that you would take that thing and throw it away, right? So.
Well, that's not true in this case.
That is not true.
That's not true. What happened was he was packing up to go to his son's, and the room was kind of messed up, so I went and cleaned it. And I was throwing things away in a big, you know, garbage bag. So I could have, you know.
That's what I always think, Dale. I think if I threw those away or if I was leaning over, maybe my AirPods fell into the garbage, I would always think maybe I threw the item away. And that, there's nothing you can do about that if you've already taken out the trash.
Oh, God, yeah, that was a month ago. So it's just like, I'm wondering. I mean, I don't even know. But here's the weird thing. I found a part of the hard drive that had some pictures on it, you know, quite a few of them. And I put them in a drawer, and I'm thinking, well, why did I put them in the drawer and then throw away something else? That doesn't make sense to me. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
What did it look like? Is it small? Is it
black?
Black.
Okay. You know, hard drive, those little round things, hard drive, and they have UPS drive or USB port. Small, about 6 inches.
Yes, like the one I have here. It could be anywhere. It could be in between a folder. It could be camouflaged.
I know. And whatever. I'm moving on.
Did you say this was a month ago, though?
Yeah, this is something about he just realized it about a week ago. Wait, is
well, maybe
listening?
He doesn't know where it is.
Johnny?
Yes. Yes.
Is Richard on 509? Is he listening?
Yes. Yes. 509 is on, yes.
Okay.
Hi, Richard. I didn't know we were going to hear from you. I love Richard. I was bragging.
Why don't you put Richard
mom.
On for a moment?
Put Richard
okay.
on.
Sitting here listening to all of you doing your thing here, and the conversation is always interesting. You know, like Gerald says, well, why do you like me? And I said, the reason I like you is you're interesting. You're not boring.
That's a good trait. A good quality, I mean. That is amazing. I'm so glad. I was bragging about you, Richard, after the show to my mom and my stepfather and telling them all about you. And we're Washingtonians, and I was in Washington, and it was really fun. You made a very good impression.
That's good. That's good.
Well, just don't be mad at me because I still haven't found your hard drive.
Well, I don't know. I might find it. You never know.
So Richard has already gone and come back, and he still has not found it. So this is a long time ago, Richard. I'm worried about it because since everything's on those things.
Can I tell you something that I learned from a memory course? And I'm not kidding.
What?
This is something that I've learned, and I've told people to do this, and they've done really well on tests by doing this. What you do is you look up at the ceiling, and then you forget about it, and then it'll pop in your mind later on.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's crazy.
That's one way. Actually, being a psychic, you know, you think I don't. Everybody thinks I know everything, and that's not true. And I can just, you know, I focus, and then all of a sudden it comes to me where it is, and then I go and I look, and that's where I put it, type thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah.
It just bothers me because I hate to lose anything. Or misplace it.
Me too.
Hmm?
But I don't like.
You too.
Yeah. I start with all my pockets, jacket pockets, robe. The things, you know, and then I look under the bed. I look in the trash can. And, you know, I usually find everybody else's things, but sometimes I don't find my own.
It's so crazy. So, you know, sit back, relax, Richard, enjoy the show. Barbara talked about you to her mom and everybody else.
Yeah.
And you're getting to be pretty famous. And the only thing, Johnny, when we do our show Thursday on Blue Jeans, how does he actually, can he see it or can he just hear it?
The same way he did it last time when I interviewed you. He would go on the link and he would listen in That's the way he would do it.
Or he wouldn't be able to visually see it, though, right?
No, he'll be able to visually see it. Were you able to visually see it last time?
Yeah.
Okay,
I
then you'll be
going
able
to
see
that
it
blue
this time.
Jean or,
you'll be able
you
to see it this time.
Send him the link again next week, and then to me, so that way I'll make sure he gets on. I didn't think you could see us. Could you see us, or did you just hear us?
He's not, because he's one of the active participants. You're able to have about 75 of them, and I mean And I tell you, it's a lot better than Zoom. I mean, with Zoom, you know, you'll never get any customer service. With BlueJeans, you can get people on and in a minute to talk to you by video, you know.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
good.
Well, were you able to see us last time we did the show? Oh, you did. Oh, okay. I didn't know you could. All right. Well, I'm going to have him send you. I don't remember.
I know.
I don't remember.
Where are you at? Anyway?
Me? I'm in the living room.
Are you sure?
Barbara, can you see
gotta check her out. She's always very interesting. You never know where she's going to show up. It's like, oh, what am I doing here? Yeah, all right.
With this group of people. All of us together.
I have to tell you, Barb and John. Are we leaving anybody waiting or anything?
No, we're not.
Okay, good.
No callers.
Okay, well, because it's a holiday. We can talk. Okay, I have to tell you something funny. For his birthday, okay, I went to Grace Lentz. He was 92, and he was in New Mexico. And this is the first time I've been away from him in 4 years from his birthday. So I had to think of something. What he loves are balloons. Absolutely loves balloons. So normally I go to the dollar store and get a whole bunch of balloons with whatever present, you know. And I had to figure out how to get these balloons to Mexico, New Mexico. So I'd like calling like 50 different florist places and stuff. And I finally found someone that would deliver it to where he is in New Mexico. And because he's in a small town. And who delivered the balloons, and so I threw in a teddy bear with a rose, holding a rose. Isn't that sound cute, Barbara?
It is.
Barbara.
I'm still looking at it. The balloons
are
still
floating
there.
I'm trying to see if I can find somebody around here that would like a psychic reading.
Yeah, or I could do your cards.
Okay, sure.
You want
your
card
for that?
You want your card? Okay, let me
yes,
go.
I do.
You guys talk for a moment while I go get my cards, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So you guys, I have the birthday that never ends because after the show, Elke and I, she's back from Germany, we're going to go celebrate because she was in Germany for her birthday and my birthday. And
no, where
is
Elke
July 9th in August.
Well, that's a good excuse.
Where is Elke right now?
She's at the dog park. But I ran into a neighbor, and I was trying to ask her if she wanted to have a psychic reading, but she wasn't understanding. I don't think she doesn't hear very well, so she didn't understand. So anyway, I'm just here doing my show in L.A. Hi, you're back? Great.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, Dale. Dale,
what?
Do we do the same thing where you shuffle the cards and I tell you when to stop?
Yes, but wait, before I do this, important thing, is Richard still on so he can help a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, just hang in. Just be quiet and listen for the moment.
well,
I don't know what I'm trying to do. Is come back to Nevada. That's what I want you to do. Okay.
Oh,
you have to understand the cards, and you can watch on the videos all the time, the tarot readings. But but they don't do the proper way of doing it. There is one proper way. You have one card, and one card only, which is considered your court card. That means it's you. Now, this card I have picked for you is a Queen of Pentacles, or the Queen of Money, which means you're a lady that attracts money, will get money anyway, you know, and that's who you are, okay?
Okay.
Can I borrow her?
That's what did he say? Is he flirting with me?
Yeah. No.
Well, it could be. No, I asked him about the ball.
We always love to flirt. Okay. Now, this is only like one question at a time. The cards may or may not answer it, but I will try. Okay, so I'm going to shuffle the cards, and while I'm shuffling, I want you to put your one question in your head into my cards. You can say it out loud, or you can keep it to yourself. It's up to you. You know, so I'm shuffling, and you're going to tell me when to stop, okay? And I'm shuffling, and you're going to put your question. This is what I'm going to do with Johnny, you know, on Thursday, so you can visually watch what I'm doing. And that's an important factor. Okay? So let me know when you are ready.
So when I'm ready, when I'm ready, do I just blurt out my question if I feel like it? Or
say stop. You say stop.
You say stop.
Okay. I'm not ready yet.
Talk about air time. Okay.
Yep. Keep shuffling.
I am.
Okay.
This is worse than gym.
Okay, stop.
Okay, got it. Now, a lot of people cut the cards. I don't, because this is my way. We all have our own ways of reading the cards. Now, the first card that crosses you is the Page of Wands. Wands represent business. They represent all kinds of things, okay? Now, the Page of Wands means the message that you're going to be getting, all right? Let me hold for my book, because I wrote a book, but there's more to it in this card. And this is your present situation. So hold on a second. Right there. Hold on. Okay, Barbara, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Barbara.
I am.
Okay, Paige,
I'm here.
Paige, you want? You're going to be having visitors from young ones from far away, long distance. And there may be surprising news on the way. So are you aware of premier daughter, kids coming, or people coming to visit, young ones?
Did you say specifically young people are going to be visiting? Is that it? Okay,
yes.
Let me think about that.
Young ones from a long distance. There may also be surprising news on the way.
I don't have any plans. Maybe we will get a surprise visit from.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You may get a surprise visit. If you do, let me know. Now,
that's
crossing
exciting.
You,
okay.
Crossing you for good or bad, the second card, is your present again. And you're having trouble making up your mind to go. I mean, it's like your eyes are blinded. You know what to do. You know what things to do with your life. But you're like, should I do this or should I do that? Or should I do this or should I do that? So that's telling me the young ones are coming, and also you're having a little bit of confusion. Nothing bad, okay?
Oh, good. Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
I don't feel that I don't know what to do or which way to go. I am not feeling that right now. I have a question about something. I don't even want to say it on the air, but it's a specific question, but it's not about going somewhere. It's about something I need to acquire, and I don't know what kind.
Okay,
and I don't want to be too specific.
Okay. I'm picking up the card. Maybe I'm not doing it right. Let's start again. Hold that specific question in your mind. You want to get this, acquire this?
Yes.
Did you say physical thing, or is it money, or is it a job?
It's a physical thing, and I know personally that you need to be very specific when you think of what you want to manifest, and I just can't make up my mind about that, so I'm not able to manifest it completely, and there's no reason, nothing stopping me from getting it. It's just, I don't know which one.
Okay, well, you got to be more specific for it, the cards to work better. So I'm going to shuffle again and put that specific question of what your name, what you're trying to get. You don't have to name it out loud, but just name what you're trying to get. Okay?
Okay, well, name it to myself. And I should I tell you when to stop?
Yes. Yes. You
okay.
Tell me when.
Stop.
Okay, I'm stopping. Okay. Covering you, the first card is money. Having enough money to give to the poor. You're being blessed with some money coming in. Okay?
Okay. Should I save some for the poor then?
No, it's just it's that's what it means. It's just you have plenty of
okay.
money. You have
okay.
Your panic, you'll have plenty of money coming in. And it's in the
that
present.
Makes sense. That
okay,
does
go.
Make sense. That's right on.
Okay. Then you have a steady-like youngster that brings news about money and possibly travel. However, in the case, it would be for business rather than for pleasure. A younger will have good news that will bring about travel as well. So not only are you getting money, you're getting travel. Okay?
Okay. And that makes a lot of sense, too. I booked a job traveling, and it was a very good amount for just one night, and then I come back the next day, pretty far away. And
okay.
I did just book that today, so that was good.
Okay, so that's in the present. So are you taking your daughter with you?
No, it's a modeling. It's an event.
Okay.
So I mean, she doesn't go to my jobs with me usually.
Okay. But the youngster, make sure she's well taken care of, and it brings
mm-hmm.
about money. So beneath you, you got a great card. Beneath you, which means now, you have the Ace of Pentacles, which is movies, television career, an offer being given to you to do movies or television. So be aware of that.
You know what? That is always seeming to be in my card, because you do say that often to me. But that's happening already right now, but maybe some more other exciting things will be happening.
Trust me. It's now and it's in the future. Okay?
Well, I do trust you. I will.
Above you, you have the page of pink. You have a lot of people around you. A lot of people that are supporting you and a lot of people that will be helping you. You have now there is a card in the deck, the card of the homosexual. So that's a gay person who will be dressing you or helping you or doing something for you, okay?
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
They're always so very colorful. I love their personalities. What, Johnny?
I have an interpretation of who this could be, this person that she's talking about.
I don't know. I'm just the card reader. Don't
okay,
shoot
no, I'm
messages.
Just saying. No, I'm not shooting the card reader. I'm not shooting the messenger. I'm just saying I think I know who it could be when you talk about a homosexual person. There's somebody that Barbara knows that's the homosexual, and I thought maybe that might be the person. Could that be it, Barbara?
Well, but I know so many, Johnny, but I'm trying to think of the one that you know of. So with that yeah, but he would never be helping. Well, I mean, he could as a friend help dress me. He could as a friend help me get ready.
Don't get too hung up on
sorry.
It.
Sorry.
It's no big thing. Okay, so you have the gay guy helping you, but to the right of you, which is the future, you have the King of Cups. And the King of Cups is like a father figure, like a Richard, you know, like a father figure.
Right.
You know, and this guy will be your right arm. He will be there if you need him, no matter what. He's going to be around
you. Oh, I love that.
You have a lot of people. you have justice. You're weighing and balancing things. And you're flying, or your trip is over water. Are you aware of this?
It would be crossing some water, probably. No, I don't really know. I mean, it's in the U.S.
I know, but it's a trip over water, so you'd be crossing water. And then be careful. There's a woman. She's a Queen of Wands, and she's more of a business person. And she can be jealous of you. But you have a lot
mm-hmm.
of women jealous of you. And this lady, you could get into a verbal fight. Now, I would not want to get into a verbal fight with a Leo, because between Aries and Leo, we would hammer people. So,
but we hammer them big time.
Big time.
We hammer them. They never could win the argument, ever. No way. They never can.
Is Richard still there?
Richard.
Oh. You just woke me up. Okay.
Hey, you know, I like the thing about that, about the older person that is going to be there for me, because I had a wonderful man in my life like that, and they're so wonderful. You know, they are a father figure, but they're different than your father. And he passed away, and I've never had another one like that since. Yes.
Yeah, well, can't have my Richard.
What's on you?
I know. Richard.
I'm
Dr. Richard. Just kidding.
He's like that man, you know, is that there is someone coming in that will be just like that for you, and it's positive, okay?
Right. I love that, Dale. That's the best news so far. You know,
okay.
Of course, money and things are good, but
no,
they're not
Johnny,
as good as people.
Johnny, do we have any calls yet, or what's going on? Johnny?
He might be screening a call
Sorry, I muted myself there for a second. No, we don't have any callers. Apparently, it is holiday weekend.
No, but this is a holiday. Then we're just going to keep going. Okay. Now, the next card, the second round I have, is the Hermit. And that tells me that you like to be in the Hermit cell. In other words, you do your thinking on your own. You don't like people to know your business. That's a typical Leo trait. You like, I mean,
yes.
Leo.
Very true.
Hi, you guys. Sorry for the interruption. Elkie just got here. I am actually doing the show, but as you're going to wear a sports outfit to your birthday party? Okay, I love you. Hey, you guys, I'm sorry for the interruption, but I haven't seen Elkie for like, I don't know, a couple months, 3 months. She was in Germany, and, okay, so I'm doing the show, though. Okay, where were we, Dale? I'm so sorry. Where were we?
Okay, we're back to the cell. And being that Leo, you don't like people to know your business. You're very secluded. You do your own thing when you want to do it. And,
okay, hold on, Dale, hold on. I want to interject, because now I remember what I was going to say. Okay, you are so right on, or the cards are so right on. I don't know how your lingo is with that, but the cards are so right on, because I always love my alone time, and that's the only time I can truly focus 100% and And you're right about I don't like people knowing my business. It's just, you know, common courtesy to not tell people's business. And I really like being alone. I'm more than most people. I really believe that I like being alone more than most people. What do you think about that? Mm-hmm. Right on.
What I think about that?
I agree.
Yeah. That's amazing. I didn't know that was one of our traits. Let me ask Elsie. She's a Leo too. Elsie, is it one of your traits that you like to be alone?
I want to be
alone. Do you like to be alone? As they say that it's a Leo trait to like to be alone so you can focus and you like your alone time and you don't want people to know about your business. I feel like it is. I agree. She says yes. She says yes, too,
okay.
And Richard's a Leo, and so we all like that, yes.
But hold on there. I'm an Aries, and I'm the same way, but even more so than you guys. I like my time. I call it space out time, and what I do is I'll go out on a boat, and I'll space out for 4 hours, and that's my time. That's my space out time to just get away from the world and get away from everything.
That.
And in Hawaii,
it's kind of like a meditation, somewhat.
Right. And then in Hawaii, I can look at waves, and I can't do that here right now. And then there's Lake Tahoe. I can go on the way, you know, the lake, or, you know, go floating and look out. So that's, I agree with you guys. I mean, you know, I like that hermit. Okay. Then crossing you, oh my gosh, you have a big check of money you don't expect. Okay.
Oh.
You have a huge.
What big means? What
means you have a huge? What? I don't know. Everybody, some people, it's a loaf of bread. I don't. You know, it's something huge. It's huge. It's a lot of money coming your way, and I feel it's you're going to get paid for this gig, or it's going to be a large sum of money.
Oh, great. So it's a gig. It's not, it's a job. It's a gig. It's not just, I mean, I get it somewhere like it's lost or found money. It's not from the government or anything.
It could be. It could be anywhere. It doesn't have to die to give you money. So you are going to have money. Okay?
Okay. I like it. But there's two things in my cards about money today, isn't there?
You also have the lover. Means there's somebody that's going to hit on you. And I don't know if you'll like it or not, but apparently you do because it says happy hits of future ideas. So if you are asked to go out with somebody when you're on your gig or whatever, please do so because I think you will have a good time.
Okay, so don't say no. What if I'm not attracted to this person? Should I still go?
That's a given.
Maybe they're going to be my father figure type.
Well, then, what do you think? What do you think, Richard? What should she do?
What should she do?
Yeah, what should she do?
Let me know when it happens, Barb.
Okay.
Should she go out with the guy?
After my card, Sergeant, do you want to give Elska, sitting here right now, a psychic?
What? I didn't hear you.
After you're done doing my tarot reading, would you like to give my friend, my best girlfriend, Playboy Playmate, Elska Jansen, Miss May 1993, a reading?
Oh. Okay.
Hello.
Richard goes, aloha. Richard's 92.
Okay.
He's my new friend from Washington. Yeah, and Dale is on, and John.
Okay. Listen,
Johnny.
Barbie, listen, this is important. You got the world at your feet, and it's very positive. So go for all the options and everything that is coming your way. Okay? And you have a car. You have a car or a new car, and you have the lots of men and women around you.
How did you think I had a new car, Dale? That was the thing I didn't want to say.
I'm sorry. It's a new car.
But no, but
but you didn't know. I mean, it's not a big secret. I just didn't want to make a big issue of it because I know that everybody's going to, like, yell out a kind of thing for me that they see me in, you know? And I just wanted to take that equation part out of it. But that was the thing that I was having a hard time figuring out what. So, and you just said you're going to have a new car.
Yeah. Okay, what color is your car, Barb?
Red. Well, what color is the one that I want or that I have?
What you have?
Black.
Black?
Yes.
What do you want? What
I don't think that I have to have that color. I mean, it could be black, red, or white.
I expect you to say red.
I said red. I see red and possibility of white. But anyway, it's not important. It's a car. And it's being given to you by a man. And the outcome is you feel wonderful. You feel loved. You feel wonderful and happy. And this is one of the best trips you'll ever take. And that's the end of this reading.
Thank you, Gail. Because I know sometimes when you get your tarot cards read, it's not always good. Priscilla's done mine and Tito.
And so it's always very nice when it's good.
This is good. This is. I wish I had these cards right now. And, you know, the cards don't lie, so you've already confirmed most of it, which is great. Now you want to put your friend on and I'll read her?
Okay. Let me go get her.
That's all we're doing.
I smell her. She always has the best perfume. That smells amazing. Elsa, it's your turn to say hi to Dale. You're live on Life After Happiness.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
Wait, I can't. Sweetie, I can't hear you.
I just heard Barbara.
Barbara, I need her to put the mic to her mouth so I can understand her. I'm having a hard time.
What was the question?
Hi. No, there's no question. You've come. What were you doing in the hospital?
No hospital. Germany. She was in Germany.
I came back from Germany.
No, I understand that. And I know you're German. Who is in the hospital?
She's probably in the hospital.
Yeah, I don't feel like talking about the hospital right now, to be honest with you.
It was a bad experience,
and I'm trying to come over it, you know.
Oh, I see. You were in the hospital, and it's a bad experience, and you're trying to get
I was
it. Well, you know what?
Like last year, many times, I had a bad last year. I mean, I had one accident after another one.
Well, you know what? You're over it, sweetie. You're over.
I'm very happy I'm alive. Yes, it's over, right?
Yes, it is definitely over. And now you're in for the good times. But, you know,
you tend to
space out a lot. You know, you're kind of like, watch where you're walking, watch what you're doing. Really be aware because sometimes you're into helping other people and you forget. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're such a good person. You have a heart to hold. You're good. You're going to be teaching or doing something with teaching. You're going to be doing something on television or, you know, radio. There's a lot of happiness and joy for you.
Thank you so much.
Do you have a question? Barbie, does she
have
a question?
I like it.
We all like it. Good.
The connection is bad, but I said thank you so much for your positive words.
Yeah. And you're not lacking anything in your life right now. You're okay. I want you to know you're okay, and don't worry so much, and everything's going to work out.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay.
I like that too.
Do you have a question, sweetie?
No, I really don't have a question right now. Wait a moment.
I got to put something out of your mind. You're not going to catch the coronavirus, so don't worry.
Oh, I don't. I'm not worrying about that. I worry more about, like I have a little bit left over pain from the hospital, from the accident in March, and I'm a little bit afraid that it never goes away.
Where is the pain located?
Oh, it comes from my spine in the neck, and every evening the nerve sends the pain in my deltoid and in my arm, so that I have difficulty to lift up my arm.
Mm. Are you allowed to go to a chiropractor at all?
Yeah, I got already every treatment. I got the PRT treatment, injections, everything. But I obviously continue with everything.
In time, it will get better. You need to get more massages. You need to be massaged more. And you know what? It's going to go away in the time. It's going to get better and better and better. So just hang in there and do the best you can do.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
It was a pleasure talking to you, darling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Dale, for doing that for Elsie, a.k.a. Elsa. Yeah. Well, we've been best friends for 27 years.
Yeah, she's very psychic, too. I don't know if she knows it.
Oh, Has anybody ever told you that you have psychic ability, Elkie?
No.
Nobody ever said that.
Well, I am.
She feels it. She knows. She knows.
It takes one to know one. I can walk into a room of 100 people and I go zoom right to a psychic because it takes one. They go, how do you know? And I go, because you just know. You can feel the same energy that you have. In fact, I have a lady in Hawaii who we call the pineapple lady, and she has a pineapple stand. And one day I went up to her and, you know, I was buying some pineapple, whatever. And I looked at her and I said, oh my God, you're psychic. And she goes, I didn't know.
Now, are we done with the meeting for Elkie? Because we do have a call.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Okay. I'm going to put this person through.
We're done
here.
With Elkie.
I'm confused. What's going on?
Hi, Dale Shear. How are you, man? Aloha.
Aloha.
Hi, caller. What's your name?
I'm Melissa, Arizona.
No, wait. What is your name from Arizona?
Melissa.
Melissa.
M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
Okay. And what would you like to know, Susie?
Yes, ma'am. Won't take much of your time. I just want to know, if you see me and my girlfriend meeting anytime soon, like the holidays are coming, or the New Year, or Valentine's, or Christmas.
Oh, okay. You mean you want to be with her, right? Are you saying you want to be with her?
To see him in person, either or, it doesn't matter at this time. I just like to see him in person.
Yes, you will. It's just the timing is not wrong right now because of the coronavirus and everything else that's going on. But yes, you will. You will be in contact. You will see her, and you will be with her. Yes.
It's a man. It's a man. Man. The man starts with the letter L.
What? And Barbara Trentry?
It's a man that starts with the letter L.
Thank you. What about... No, it's okay. You're going to be with the person. Not to worry.
Okay.
Just hang in
there. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you so much. Aloha, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
welcome.
Oh, my
goodness. Thank you, guys. She's happy with her reading.
Everybody's
okay.
Happy.
No
one needs a reading.
Uh-huh.
But I can read my own card, so I can see what's going on.
Anyway, that's really interesting that you saw Elke in the hospital, because that was the huge accident that we were rollerblading together, and she visited me in Huntington Beach, and she almost died, and she was in the hospital for 6 days, and she tore, if she would have torn her neck, a certain part of her neck, one more centimeter, she would have been dead. She crushed her skull in three places.
Well, she's trying to forget about it. She's trying to make herself better. She's getting better every day. So just hang in there, and I'm glad she's with you, Barb. I'm glad. But does she still live in Germany?
No, she just is from there, and she hasn't lived there for 27 years. She's been here since she became an American playmate. She moved here, and we ended up being roommates for a year a long time ago, and that's how we got so close. We have this very strong bond, but I think it is obviously more than just being roommates for a while. It's what you said, Dale. It's like she's psychic, I'm psychic. You feel that mm-hmm. we have psychic ability, and, you know, we understand each other. We totally, like, she knows, I have chills all over. She knows everything about me. Like, she could know every single secret about me and, you know, never judging. It's just a very strong friendship.
Okay,
and when she's gone, I really miss her. I really feel, like, empty.
Okay, stop. Please. That's the same way I feel about Richard. Richard, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Are you
I'm
listening?
Waiting.
Richard's here.
Are you listening?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Same way I feel about Richard. He's like my best friend. And when he's gone, I miss him. And it's just
yeah.
like I know what he's saying. I mean, you know, I could tell him anything and everything. And things I wouldn't tell anybody.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I figured he'll only be on this earth so long, and then he'll leave, and then it'll go with him. So I don't worry about it.
Right. But I just wish that he didn't move away from you.
He didn't move away. He's just visiting his son.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's still visiting? Okay. Richard, so you're
he's getting some dental work done. It takes time.
Okay.
You know, it's okay. No, he'll be back. Or I'll come get him. So if I get real pissed off, I'll just get on a plane and come get him.
Well, that's better news. Thank goodness, Dale, because I thought that he moved away. Oh,
no.
It would be really sad to have your best friend move away. That would be really sad.
No, you can't move away. I can't function without him, to be honest with you.
Wow. Yes,
you
and
know,
that's what we need to be helpful. Helpful to our friends. Helpful to our people so that they will stay and they will be able to stay and be comfortable. Because we don't want them to go away.
Well, I have a question for you, Dale. Have you ever seen the TV show Monk?
I think a little bit. Once, a long time
okay.
ago.
Well, there is. It's about this detective who has OCD, and he has this assistant named Natalie. And the funny thing is that when I've been watching the shows recently, and to be honest, I identify with the Monk character because his assistant is this lady named Natalie, and she has long, she has sort of blondish hair, and, you know, and she has a daughter, and, you know, she's a single mom and everything, and, you know, you're starting to get the picture. And the funny thing is that, you know, everybody talks about Monk being this brilliant guy, but then the thing is that he cannot function without Natalie. He needs Natalie because he's so OCD.
I
never
see him wearing your problem.
Well, yeah, it's like I can't function without Barbara because, I mean, she would just sit there. She would say, I need her to say, listen, Johnny, okay?
Get it together, Johnny. Don't you get it? No. I get after Johnny a little bit, but I only do it because I know he can handle it.
know.
Yes.
And Richard does that with me too, right, Richard?
Am I right?
Does
your
dog
snap at you, Richard?
Did I? I'm sorry.
Does Dale ever snap at you as, you know, as a friend?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's the most interesting friend I've ever had. Yeah.
That's so funny. I can't believe you said it, Dale. I really do.
I can't believe he does it. Do I snap at him? Oh, yeah. I don't care how old he is. He acts like he's 80, so I don't care.
Oh, my God. More like 70, isn't it?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
39.
But it's so,
I like
it's so 39. Cute the way that, like, you really have to watch it. I'm telling Barbara to watch it because the there's similar similarities. Well, Natalie is very, very much like Barbara in a lot of ways. Like, I mean, seriously, in a lot of ways. I mean, it's just sort of like the daughter and what's so weird is because they're just, I mean, it's like she knows how to handle him. So what she'll do is she'll say, okay, Mr. Monk, now, you know.
I remember. I remember the show. It dates back, but I remember.
But the fact that she even has, like, blonde hair and everything, I mean, it even reminds me of Barbara. It's like, oh, my God. I mean, it's like...
Well, Barbara is here. You know, he really, Barb, he can't do anything without you. I mean, he always says, I want Barbara's approval. And he's right. You know, and you keep him in line and the whole bit, and everything's great.
Well,
and
I think also another aspect of it, too, is that there's a respect on both of our sides. You know, like, for example, whenever she brings her friends on, I always make it a point to respect her friends and let her friends know that they have a place here. And it's just kind of the same thing, like what we do when we always bring Richard on because we respect your friends, Dale. You see what I'm saying? It's a respect. I think if you respect someone's friends, you're really respecting them. And I think that, you know, that's why I've always given that to Barbara, you know. So with Barbara, because I want Barbara to be out and about talking to people about the show. But, I mean, it's so funny. I mean, you know, she's always just, I mean, she knows how to yell without making it, you know, be too rough. Barbara knows how to do that. And I tell you, it's sort of funny because, like I remember little things that she says, like for her birthday last year. I'll never forget the line, I haven't made my wish yet. And I don't know what it was. It was the way she said it. It was just so beautiful and graceful, like a swan, you know?
And I will do that every year now, like I did at my mom's. And on my real birthday this year, I did it on video. And I did it again when we had a belated one at my mom's. And we'll do it again tonight when Elsie and I are celebrating our birthdays. I'm going to always say, oh, I'm going to pretend somebody interrupted me, and I'm going to look around and I'm going to say,
yes.
Oh, I haven't made my wish yet. And Johnny will just love it. For some odd reason, he's going to love it.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's wonderful. Are we going to give our shout outs and Thursday, if Pete Barbara tell people about Thursday and what we do and Blue Jeans?
Oh, I would love to. Okay. Wow. You know what? That went by fast because it was so fun and interesting. As Richard says, it, you know, Dale is interesting, which makes it fun. But thank you for all of my, thank you for my tarot reading and great job. Great job today. I feel elated. I feel very elated. So,
let me tell you, your tarot reading changes every day. So you can ask 10 different questions. You can ask as much as you want. So never feel that, this is it forever, because it always changes, okay?
Well, yeah, especially if you get a bad reading, you want to get one as soon as possible to hopefully it'll be good, you know? Yeah, I love the tarot, so it's quite interesting. So everybody, we are going to be doing on September 10th, next Thursday, we are going to do a whole show, but it's going to be dedicated to Johnny, and Dale is going to read his cards that day.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You will be able to see us because you're going to log on to Blue Jeans, and we're going to put that link on our website and Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for you to find. So you can listen to it that way, not the podcast way, but our television show broadcast way. So get used to it, people, because it's going to be happening more and more in the near future. So
I should also
thank you very much for – I'm trying to close the show here. Elsie wants to go to her
part.
Okay.
What, Johnny?
Okay. All I'm going to say is that this will be interesting because Thursday we will finally see Barbara's on-air sign.
I'm waiting here for Pluto.
I'm over.
Barbara,
I got
Barbara's on-air sign for her birthday.
We're only going 5 minutes over. Elsie wants to go to her party, but yes, he did buy me an on-air sign, which lights up in red. And I will have that on so everybody can see it.
Okay. All right. You want to do the my phone number and the shout-out, please?
Yes. Dale Shear, psychic Dale Shear, can be reached directly for booking. And I highly suggest that because there's not enough time on the show, 5 to 10 minutes each person. So Dale Shear's phone number is 808-372-1816. Write it down, everybody. 808-372-1816. If you would like to listen to this show and find all of our other shows, go to our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube. And while you're there, make sure you subscribe and show some support. So we appreciate all of our listeners, callers, Richard, our guest, and Dale, our psychic, and Johnny, our waiter.
Aloha.
Aloha, everybody.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Good night, everyone.
Aloha.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night,
Dale. Good night, Richard.
Good night,
Elkie. Good night, Barbara.
Okay.